Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are addressing the question, does eating fat make us fat? Well, for too long, fat has been considered the enemy, and as fat became replaced with low-fat and non-fat options, we were supposed to become healthier and thinner. But quite the opposite has happened. To compensate for the fat in processed foods, more sugar and additives were added to the foods that we're eating regularly, and by this point, I have a hunch that you suspect that is not a good thing. So don't be a victim of the war on fat. Because did you know that our bodies actually need dietary fat to lose body fat? And also, eating low-fat foods doesn't lead to any more weight loss or less disease. In fact, quite the opposite, again, effect has come from cutting fat out of our diets. In the government and the FDA's approach to dealing with the obesity epidemic, not only are we not getting thinner, but we are also getting sicker in developed countries. So what is the answer? I mean, what do we do? You know, if eating fat doesn't make us fat, then what is making us fat? And how do we correct the course? And how do we get healthy again? Well, that is a pretty complex question, but there is... Well, it's a complex situation with so many factors, but one very simple, clear-cut thing that we can do, that you can begin doing right now, today, is start eating more real foods. Don't be afraid to eat foods that have fat in them, that have lots of fat, actually, as long as they are naturally occurring healthy fats. Really the only way that you can go wrong with eating fat is if you're eating processed foods, foods that have gone through a lot of extra steps from their natural state that are no longer really real food, but more food-like items that we are eating on a regular basis. And that is literally making us fat, killing us, causing diseases. And as much as I hate the overuse of the phrase, you are what you eat, it really has so much merit. So consider when you are eating something, what, you know, how many ingredients are in this thing? I personally, and also in recommending to my clients when they're shopping, I recommend to look at the ingredients even before you look at the actual nutrition facts, because what is in what you are putting in your body is more important than how much fat is in it, and even how much calories, because our bodies will respond differently to real food than they will to processed foods. You're going to have, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, you're going to have more cravings. You're going to want to overeat more. You're going to want more of the calories and not the good quality calories, because our bodies are in that situation are in an overabundance of caloric intake, but still nutritionally deprived. So our bodies are not getting what they need. So in response, our hunger is not satisfied. So in this whole approach to eating fat, eating more healthy fat, realize that not all fats are created equal, again, which is why cutting out processed foods is the absolute first step. And basically, you can't go wrong by eating less processed foods and sugars and more healthy fats. When you do that trade-off, you will see and feel a difference, I promise you. Less processed foods and sugars, more healthy fats and real food. Now, if you're not really sure where to begin getting those awesome fats, let me give you 5 quick, easy sources that are really fantastic for healthy fats. One is avocados. 2 is butter. Preferably, if you can, raw from grass-fed organic sources. Definitely avoid the vegetable oil spreads and the margarines. Three is coconut oil. Any coconut, real coconut food or products, man, they are so great. Coconut oil specifically has so many great uses. I should do a whole episode just on what coconut oil can be used for, even outside of the kitchen. Four is extra virgin olive oil. And five is just omega-3s, sources of omega-3s, like salmon, walnuts, kale, sardines. And all of those foods are high in fat, but they are high in nutrition. They are very nutrient-dense foods that will give your body more of the nutrition that it needs and therefore help you to lose body fat. So to recap, eating fat, at least healthy fat, is not going to make us fat. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.